This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Bates Funeral Home, Knoxville Raceway, McKay Insurance, Knoxville Farm and Home, Motor and Auto Group, Stan's Drywall, and Harold Trailer Sales. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you'd like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Knoxville Recreation Center, Precision Incorporated, Jeremy Dingaman Concrete, Pella Corporation, Edge of the Woods Raspberry Farm, Two Rivers Cooperative, Verduft Agency, and Pella Regional Health Center. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's it like to be a training officer with a fire department? In the 10th part of a 10-part series on public safety, let's go in-depth with Captain Aaron Hurt with the Indianola Fire Department. So, Captain, what do you do with the Indianola Fire Department?
So, my job title with the Indianola Fire Department is training captain. Essentially, what I'm tasked with is establishing a training program for the firefighters here, and then vetting out the program, so conducting weekly trainings, monthly trainings, and working with some of the other city entities that we have crossover with, be able to train them on some of the things they need. So,
and then you go fight fires too.
I do fight. I do respond on fire calls, all emergency calls, and then as well whatever administrative spillover that comes. So we've got a limited staff, which is just Chief and myself on the administrative side. And so there's a lot of spillover that he can't, or does not have the time to manage. And so he hands it off to me to manage as well.
You're also giving back and have given back to your communities in a wide variety of ways. You also serve with the Pleasantville Fire Department, correct?
Sure. I've started with the Pleasantville Fire Department as a volunteer firefighter. Actually, I started on the EMT side from the medic side because they had a dire need for EMT, emergency medical technician personnel. And then I built on my fire from there and served with them from, I'm still currently serving, but started with them in 05 and then started full-time with the Indianola Fire Department in 2013. So
if there's a fire or an EMT call in either Indianola or Pleasantville or anybody that you have a 2080 agreement you might respond to with, people might see you there.
Correct. Yep. I'll respond for both.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the Pella Hy-Vee, VHR Used Cars, Pella Police Department, Oskaloosa Fire Department, Goley Heating and Cooling, Shomo, Madsen, Humble Insurance in Prairie City, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, and Indianola Memorial Works. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, McCoy True Value, Van Wall Equipment, Iowa Realty Knoxville, Pella Cooperative Electric, The Salem Connection, Chasing Dreams Tattoos, City of Pleasantville, Ulrich's Meat Market, Norm Rosendahl Tiling Incorporated, and Manny's Diner.
I continued my conversation with Captain Aaron Hurt with the Indianola Fire Department. I just have to share that this is quite a remarkable record of service. People that don't know you don't know that you've also served in a law enforcement role.
Yeah, I served as a full-time law enforcement officer prior to moving to Iowa, just after I'd been married in 2000. We moved in 2002. And then I served the community, and of course, wanted to engage in public service. And prior to doing the fire department, or about the same time actually as the fire department, I had used my skill set to provide public safety to the city of Pleasantville through their reserve program at the time.
I think that's where I first met you.
It is. And I think about the time that I started the city council in 2008, I was elected for my first term as a city council person. I had to, because of a conflict of interest, leave the reserve program.
Sure. And then you also served as mayor pro tem during a vacancy.
Right. I was serving mayor pro tem, actually, at the time the vacancy for the mayor occurred. I completed his term for a year and a half and then ran for my council seat. Served a total, I think, of 12 years on the city council before I ceased doing that. And that was this last 2019, so 2020. January 2020, my term ended, so.
All right, now let me make sure I've got this straight. Firefighter, professional capacity, and volunteer, a police officer in a reserve capacity and as a in a professional full-time position, a city councilman, acting mayor. What am I missing?
I think you just about got it covered there, so. Husband, father.
The most important part.
The most important part.
Well, that's pretty remarkable. I guess I know a lot of people that serve. I don't know anybody that served in so many different capacities. What drives you?
You know, I guess I've always wanted to be heard. And whenever I've got a concern, and so I always had a, you know, I always had that passion, that desire to really hear people out. There's a lot of differing opinions and a lot of polarized opinions in our society now. But sometimes if you just bend an ear and hear the people out, you listen, you'll see that there's a need there that can be met, whether it's met by a compromise or some conditions that, you know, maybe represent both parties. The outcome's not always in favor of just one or the other, but and so that was kind of it. I just, you know, I had a passion to really want to just listen to people, hear it out, hear the situation out. And then I've always kind of been a problem solver. There's a problem in front of me, some sort of task. There is a solution out there, and sometimes it's simple, sometimes not so simple. And so that has driven me to, you know, listen, sort the problem out, put it in front of me, and see if I can find the pieces to put it together.
And that is the same across all of your roles, police, fire, city councilman, mayor? Is that right?
Yeah, that is, I would say that would be applicable across all roles. So, I mean, it's similar. It's different, but similar. And there's also, there's some special skill sets that go along with it. But whether you're dealing with a patient that's ill in the back of an ambulance that needs emergency medical care, you know, on the way to the hospital for definitive care, or whether it's somebody whose house is on fire and they need some intervention, or whether it's a city person that's having some difficulty, or maybe, you know, a dispute between two city people, there is a solution. And there is, you know, some common ground, I think, but there's always a fix. There's always a fix to the problem. It's just finding the resources, the tools, and then the skills to sort it out and solve the problem.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Pella Precast Products, DeYoung Door Service, Peterson Tiling and Excavating, Pet Haven, Eden Crest at the Legacy, Steenhook Appraisal, Creative Landscaping, and the Sign Spot for Wraps. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Houston's on Main, The Downtown Diner, Jersey Freeze, Windsor Manor Assisted Living, Culver's Appella, Craig's Auto, Winfield Funeral Home, Randall Roofing, and Indianola Community Schools.
I continued my conversation with Captain Aaron Hurt with the Indianola Fire Department. Do you think your desire to solve problems is something that's innate, it's in your genetics, or do you think it's something you learned, or both?
You know, it's not genetics. I'd say we're all kind of born selfish, stubborn people. Often, oftentimes you look at children, that's their, that's the response they have. You know, they don't typically share toys, and I mean, you know, not easy to get along with. And so I think by nature we're a little bit selfish, and we tend to take more than we give. So I would have to say or attribute, my attitude, my drive, my passion to those teachers, both in church and education, my parents in the past that have instilled in me the values that I have and the values that drive my decisions in the occupations that I work in and the service that we provide to the communities. In whatever capacity that be it fire, police, EMS, or through city government.
And so are you teaching this to your kids?
I am working on teaching it to my kids. They're in their grade. I'm trying to get them over being selfish and sharing, being kind. And bullying's certainly something that the schools have had to address over the years, and so trying to teach my son to look out for those that may be less fortunate or don't have the friends on the playground, and pick that child out and make friends with them and play with them. So certainly something that we as parents have to be responsible for or take responsibility for. They'll pick it up in other places, but ultimately it falls on our shoulders to make sure that they develop the skill set needed to be a good person.
How old are your kids?
So I have a 7-year-old, I have a 5-year-old, and I have a 3-year-old, 2 boys and a girl.
So you see teaching moments where you teach them to be kind, courteous, care about others. Is that what you're doing?
Right. I do. We find the teaching moments. We identify it. Obviously, the two older children are not with us a lot, but they attend the Pleasantville school system. And with the values that the school system holds and teaches our children are exactly what we would teach them. And the principal, the staff, do an excellent job of reaching out to them when they're not with us and helping them learn those qualities. So.
And then they see your example, your wife's example, and that helps?
Certainly. The kids do follow exactly. I guess I was always told children will not do as you say, they'll do as you do. And that's certainly true, and so that's always an eye-opener to me. And always the first response when they do something that is contrary to what I think is appropriate. And then I start to think how my actions influence them. And, if they have, then it's something that we work on changing in our own homes.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Lighten State Bank, Round Window Liquor, the Lemon Tree Tea House and Restaurant, Acura Healthcare, Kyle's Auto Repair, Norwalk Nursing and Rehab, Marion County Auto Body, All Plan Insurance, and Scholl, Shrum, McLaughlin & Company. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Christy Tarr American Family Insurance, Monarca, Jefferson Plaza Leasing, Vanderwall Insurance, Fizz, Pella Rental and Sales, and Vander Linden Services.
I continued my conversation with Captain Aaron Hurt with the Indianola Fire Department. Is the responsibility of being a training officer, is that stressful, or is it just something that you do sort of matter of fact? There's just certain rules to it. There's certain ways you approach training, and then you know the staff, the rest of the staff will respond appropriately, or is it, I'd be afraid that, I wasn't doing a good enough job training them and I might be putting them in peril. Do you have any of those feelings?
You know, there's been times that I'm overwhelmed. I'll be honest with you. The chief is excellent about sending me to trainings and providing me the training that I need in order to assemble and create a training program that is sufficient for the fire department. And, you know, it's a growing community, growing very fast. In fact, our staff is, our call volume has grown exponentially over the past few years. It's created a demand for more firefighters, and so that adds more people that need to be trained. The difference with this job is that there's never an absolute way of doing things. It's a very dynamic situation that we operate under, whether it be an EMS call or a fire call. You can't follow a specific set of actions, and so the department puts in place guidelines. And then it's up to me to make sure that the firefighter is using the best, most recent information, skill sets, to make sure that they're applying that with the guidelines to achieve the greatest outcome. I guess they've always said that this job, our objective is to bring calm to the chaos. And so we have to start by organizing the scene and stopping the emergency. You know, stop what's causing the harm, and then applying some of the corrective actions and try to get things back to a normal or a baseline. It can be challenging at times, but the resources are out there, and we'll just continue to move forward and work hard at it, make sure that we're providing the best service we can to our citizens.
You use the word calm, and that's something that is so you, calm. I've seen you at stressful fires, at other emergency calls. I've seen you at stressful city council meetings. I mean, some really stressful city council meetings. And of course, fires and emergency calls are stressful. I've seen you in all of your capacities. I think I saw you being interviewed by a Washington Post reporter, and it's pretty interesting. You're just so calm, so professional, and so open and giving in terms of everything you do. Where does that come from?
Probably not a natural instinct, Bob. I guess that's something that's developed over time. Obviously, when you're under duress, if you don't stop and think, you always seem to compound the emergency. So you really got to stop and process what exactly you're dealing with. And then first, what do I have that I can help solve the situation? And then taking the resources that you have, applying them in the best possible route, best possible way. And again, trying to sort the problem out and apply some corrective action to it. So I guess it's just a process. You have to slow down, think it through, apply the action, and then reevaluate. I guess the best thing that I've always seen, you've heard of, I think it was John Boyd. Was it John Boyd? It's called Boyd's OODA Loop, which basically he was an Air Force fighter pilot who had come up with this way to analyze situations. And basically what he did is he slowed down the process of observe, orient, decide, act. And that's just about anything you do, whether it's in a council meeting or whether you're dealing with a medical emergency, a fire, or a problem within an organization such as a fire department. If you apply that process to it and you really think through that process and where you're at in the process and how you're going to respond with the information that you have to what's coming next, it always seems to at least progress in a forward motion. Maybe not at the speed we want to achieve it at, but you always seem to be making progress.
Thanks to Aaron Hurt for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com.
the one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.